hearings continue this week. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. One of the two Republican members of the January 6th committee says the spotlight will be on more than just that day when the hearings resume.
Illinois GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger on CBS Face the Nation said while the day of the riot was the culmination, the aim is to show that former President Trump spread misinformation. But beyond that,
pressures the vice president, and then eventually when he can't get his way, he tries to pressure Congress, but not just public pressure, but in a public attack.
Many other Republicans have called the hearings a show trial and an attempt by Democrats to distract from issues of crime and the economy facing the country.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A bipartisan group of Senate negotiators say they've agreed on the framework for additional gun control measures.
Now, the outline of the measures that they've agreed on include funding to help states implement and pass red flag laws. It has billions more for mental health and school safety, and expanded background checks for gun purchasers under the age of 21. The bipartisan group was led by Senators Chris Murphy and John Cornyn. 10 Republicans in total signed on to this agreement, meaning that as it's written now, at least, it has the 10 needed to advance in the Senate.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. Congress continues work on a bill to provide more security to Supreme Court justices. Delaware Senator Chris Coons on Fox News Sunday.
We have to strike the right balance here between protecting freedom of speech in this country and ensuring that our justices and judges are safe.
Large protests are expected in the Capitol if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. More misery to fill up. The Lumberg survey reports the price for a gallon of gasoline spiked 39 cents over the past 3 weeks and now average $5.10 per gallon. The highest price in San Francisco at $6.55 a gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
South Korea says North Korea has test-fired suspected artillery pieces into the sea. The suspected launches come days after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for greater defense capability to cope with outside threats. North Korea has conducted several weapons tests this year. South Korean and U.S. officials say North Korea has almost completed preparations for its first nuclear test in about 5 years. A lawsuit against the National Rifle Association can move forward.
That's a judge's ruling on a lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James against the NRA. The nearly two-year-long legal fight can continue with the potential for fines and other remedies if the attorney general prevails. James says it confirms the suit's, quote, legitimacy and viability. The New York case began when the Democratic AG accused some top NRA executives of financial improprieties and sought to dissolve the group. The NRA was chartered in 1871 in New York, meaning James has oversight. The group's lawyer said they were disappointed but would keep fighting the case and still believes they were unfairly targeted. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
More than two dozen men were arrested yesterday in Idaho near a pride parade in Coeur d'Alene and are accused of conspiring to riot. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Police in Coeur d'Alene confirming those people came to the event from multiple states and were found in the back of a rental truck.
31 people were detained. They were all wearing similar attire. They had shields, shin guards, and other riot gear with them. At this point, they appeared to be affiliated with the group Patriot Front.
So police say all 31 people are being charged with conspiracy to riot. One man's hat said victory or death. Another's shirt read Reclaim America.
Police say many of the men wore patches identifying them with the Patriot Front group. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.